Starting over on the farm, dozens of rabbits have a new temporary home tonight. Yesterday, we showed you video of the animals, which were taken to the Roanoke SPCA. They were originally taken from a farm in Botetourt County after they were found in poor condition. Court records show at least 17 had some sort of injury or full-blown mange. Investigators say the farmer, who's been convicted of animal cruelty twice before in dealing with horses, had plans to sell the rabbits for Easter at a local flea market. He has a court date of Monday to determine if those charges will be filed. But in the meantime, Time on Your Side's Lindsay Henley shows us how the bunnies are adapting to their new surroundings.
Let them get a little, let them stretch their legs out.
Some fresh air and a chance to hop around. These bunnies are still sick, but at least they're living a much better life.
We knew it would be a safe environment. They can get some fresh air and sunshine and just live out the natural lives that they have.
Lisa O'Neill from Angels of Assisi helped load this van with rabbit cages at the SPCA Thursday afternoon and unload the rabbits here at Harmony Farm in Botetourt, all 43 of them.
We've got some bigger babies, some tiny newborn babies that still don't have hair yet, and we're expecting at least one or two more sets of babies to be born.
The SPCA says the rabbits are getting better, which is one reason they were able to leave.
They are much better than they were a week ago. Most of them you can't see any signs with their eyes anymore. Now these guys won't be ready for Easter. In fact, you still have to wear gloves to handle them. But they should be a little bit healthier in about 4 weeks. But after the 4 weeks, we probably want to do another test to make sure that they are not still infected.
If they're not, they may be adoptable. Until then, they'll be making friends with all the other animals on the farm.
Cows, sheep, goats, farm pigs, potbelly pigs, ducks, chickens, and now rabbits.
In Botetourt, Lindsay Henley, WSLS 10, on your side.
They sure are cute little things, aren't they? Harmony Farm is affiliated with Angels of Assisi. Steve George tells us the farm received a rabbit food donation from the farm store in Troutville, which will help tremendously in taking care of these animals.